This is Earth and Sky. Thomas Edison, who developed the first commercial light bulb in the U.S., spent years trying to find the best material to carry electricity inside it.
He even tried his own hair. But what you'll see in light bulbs today is a thin, coiled-up wire called a filament, made of tungsten. When you screw a light bulb into a socket and flip the switch, an electric current races through the filament and causes it to incandesce. The filament gets white hot, over 2,000 degrees Celsius or 3,600 degrees Fahrenheit. The white part is light. What you don't see is the inert gas inside the bulb that keeps the tungsten from catching fire.
Tungsten is the only metal that can withstand that kind of heat without melting. But even tungsten isn't infallible. It gets so hot inside a light bulb that some of the tungsten vaporizes. Ultimately, thin spots appear along the filament, and eventually one of those thinner sections melts or breaks. That's when your light bulb burns out.
These incandescent light bulbs give off a full 80% of their energy as heat rather than light. If you want to help out the environment and lower your electric bills, you can buy compact fluorescent light bulbs. That technology uses gas reactions instead of heat to make light.
Our thanks today to the Camille and Henry Dreyfus Foundation, a private foundation dedicated to advancing research and education in the chemical sciences. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.